You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders fondly reflects on the many colorful characters he has worked with after 5 decades in the newspaper business.
As I embarked on a new adventure last month, writing a weekly Capitol Highlights column for Texas Press Association that goes out to newspapers statewide, it brought back memories of some of the memorable folks I've worked with over the past 5 decades, most of it spent working at community newspapers. I started on the lowest rung of the ladder in 1968 as a paperboy for the Longview Daily News. I peddled papers door-to-door throughout downtown and to the car dealerships on Cotton Street and Spur 63. The circulation manager was Charlie Hart, a kindly man who wore a toupee and drove a convertible. A dangerous combination, it seemed to my 13-year-old mind. While attending SFA in Nacogdoches, I managed to talk my way into a job as a lithographer at the Daily Sentinel. Back in the day, newspaper pages were pasted up with black rectangles for where the photographs, called halftones, would fit. I was one of 3 folks in the department shooting large negatives of the pages, then stripping in the halftones, and then using a thin brush and red-colored ink to cover the pinholes in the negative, a practice called opaquing. Eventually, I became the paper's only full-time photographer. The production manager was Weaver Blackshear, but we all called him Daddy Bear. He put the paper together, trimming rivers of type with an X-Acto knife and using heated wax to adhere it to the layout page, a cigar constantly clamped between his lips. Daddy Bear took one look at my nearly shoulder-length hair and from then on called me Hippie, as in, hey, Hippie, when are you going to get those prints developed? In the press room, Joe Clifton caught the papers as they came off the press and stacked them so they could be bundled, all the while singing quite loudly, I don't know nothing about it, over and over. I never figured out why. As I was finishing up graduate photojournalism courses at the University of Texas, I landed a job as a photographer and feature writer for the Round Rock Leader. The publisher was the urbane and even-tempered Larry Jackson, who published community newspapers for decades. The Leader newsroom was on the 2nd floor of a downtown Round Rock building, a picturesque setting. We typed our stories and photo captions on manual typewriters. Charlie Loving, the sports editor, had several sideline gigs going, such as putting on the Luckenbach World's Fair with actor and storyteller Geach Cook. Charlie also ran the chicken flying contest at Round Rock's Frontier Days. Contestants shoved their chickens in the back end of a rural mailbox with the rear removed. It was attached to a post and up on a stage. Using a toilet plunger, the chicken was, quote, coaxed to leave the mailbox and take to flight. Most squawked and flew a few feet, but some soared like eagles. Well, maybe like large pigeons. One afternoon, Charlie got fed up with his bulky typewriter, went to the back door, made sure nobody was below, and dropped it to the pavement. He then walked in and paid Larry the publisher $100 for the typewriter. At least that's how I recall it. Finally, after graduate school, I ended up running the St. Augustine Rambler in 1982, at the age of 26. Founder Sam Malone had sold it the previous year, and I went to work for the new owner. I've written about Sam often. He was the stereotypical old-time country editor with a bourbon bottle in the drawer and a loaded shotgun in the corner of his office. I learned more about country newspapering from Sam than anyone else over the decades. Hard to believe he's been gone now more than 2 decades. As the Grateful Dead song Truckin' put it, what a long, strange trip it's been, and it's not over yet.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.
Back home, sit down and patch my bones and get back.